Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As voters across Montana begin filling out their mail-in ballots, the 2022 election cycle is nearing its end. And just 3 short weeks from now, we'll know the results. Will Republicans or Democrats control the U.S. Congress? Will Republicans hold supermajorities in the Montana House and Senate? And will digital privacy be added as a protected class in the Montana Constitution? Without a doubt, the most contested race statewide is the race between liberal Supreme Court Justice Ingrid Gustafson and her conservative challenger, James Brown. Gustafson is endorsed by many left-wing office holders and organizations, while Brown is endorsed by every high-ranking Republican in the state. In the end, this race will hinge on voter turnout. And as contentious as the race for Supreme Court justice has been, the fight for LR 131, also known as the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, is running a close second. The ballot measure was passed by the legislature in response to a recent wave of states passing laws that allow infanticide, the killing of an infant after it's born. This happens most often after a botched abortion, when the fetus is delivered alive and left to die exposed and alone. The Montana legislature heard testimony that this has happened in Montana, and the Abortion Survivors Network, an organization with over 10,000 members, stands as proof that abortions do fail and fetuses are in fact born alive. LR 131 simply states that any infant born alive, whether from a botched abortion or from induced labor or a C-section, be treated as a human being and be given appropriate medical care. The key is appropriate. In the event the child stands no chance of surviving, the appropriate care could be as simple as hospice care and comfort until he or she dies. It sounds completely reasonable to any rational person, but this is an election year, and this issue is a political hot potato. In addition to the referendum being opposed by all of the usual suspects like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, we're now witnessing an onslaught of opposition from groups like the Montana Medical Association and the Montana Nurses Association. That may seem surprising to some, but both of these groups stood side by side with Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and opposed pro-life bills in the last legislative session. In fact, pro-life doctors who witnessed the medical association's testimony immediately quit the organization, saying it no longer represented their values. While the opposition ads paint a scary picture of infants with no chance of survival being torn from their parents' arms while futile life-saving measures are applied, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, just the opposite is true. This measure is currently law in 36 states and at the federal level, and placing children who will not survive in their parents' arms is extremely medically appropriate both for the child and for the parents. What will stop is abortion doctors allowing survivors of abortion to slowly die exposed and alone. Think about it, then vote yes on the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.